providing you with oil for your lamp. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the second book of Chronicles. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, resided at Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went over the nation from Beersheba to the highlands of Ephraim and brought the nation back to the Eternal, the God of their fathers. He also appointed judges all over the land, in each one of the fortified towns of Judah, charging them to be careful how they acted. "For," said he, "you act as judges, not on behalf of man, but of the Eternal, who is beside you as you give your decisions. So let awe for the Eternal control you. Be careful to act in that spirit. For the Eternal our God knows nothing of injustice, nor of favoritism, nor of bribing." At Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat also established a court of Levites and priests and headmen in Israel for religious cases and for disputes among the citizens of Jerusalem. He gave the judges this charge: "In awe of the Eternal, with loyal heart and single mind you shall act. Whenever a case comes before you from your fellows in any town, and you have to decide between manslaughter and murder, or to decide what law or command, what rule or regulation applies, warn the parties against incurring guilt before the Eternal, and so bringing wrath on yourselves and on your fellows. You must do this, not to incur guilt. Amariah the high priest presides over you in all religious cases, and Zebediah the son of Ishmael, the clan chief of Judah, in all civil cases. The Levites execute your decisions. Get to work then with courage, and may the Eternal be with each honest man." It was after this that the Moabites and Ammonites, with some of the Meunim, made war on Jehoshaphat. Word came to Jehoshaphat that a huge host was moving against him from Edom over the Dead Sea, and that they were already at Hazazon Tamar, or En Gedi. Jehoshaphat was afraid. He resolved to have recourse to the Eternal, and proclaimed a fast over all Judah. So Judah assembled to seek the help of the Eternal. People came from every town in Judah to worship the Eternal, and Jehoshaphat rose in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, before the new court in the temple of the Eternal, praying thus: "O Eternal, the God of our fathers, art not thou in heaven, and ruler over all realms on earth? Such power and might is thine that no one can resist thee. O our God, didst thou not evict the natives of this land before thy people Israel, giving the land to the offspring of Abraham thy friend for all time? And they have settled in it, they have built a sanctuary in it to thine honor, thinking that if evil befell them, the sword and judgment, or pestilence or famine, they would stand in front of this temple and before thee. For in this temple is thy presence, and cry to thee in their distress, till thou didst hear and save them. Now here are the Ammonites and the Moabites, and the folk from Mount Seir, whom thou didst not allow Israel to invade when Israel came out of the land of Egypt. No, Israel turned away from them and did not destroy them. Look how they reward us, coming to eject us from thy very own country, which thou hast given to be ours. O our God, wilt thou not deal with them? We are helpless against this mighty host that is attacking us. We know not what to do, but we look to thee." All of the men of Judah stood before the Eternal, with their infants, their wives, and their children. Then Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite descended from Asaph, was inspired by the Spirit of the Eternal, in the midst of the gathering to cry, "Listen, all ye men of Judah, ye citizens of Jerusalem, and you, O King Jehoshaphat, the Eternal's message to you is, fear not, falter not before this vast army. It is for God, not you, to fight them. March down against them tomorrow. They are coming up by the ascent of Haziz, and you will come upon them at the end of the ravine in front of the desert of Jeruel. You will not need to do any fighting. Take up your position, stand still, and watch the victory of the Eternal, who is on your side, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, falter not. Move out against them tomorrow, for the Eternal is on your side." Jehoshaphat bent his head, face to the ground, and all the men of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem fell down before the Eternal, worshiping the Eternal, while the Levites, Korites, belonging to the Kohath family, stood up to praise the Eternal, the God of Israel, at the pitch of their voices. Next morning they rose and moved into the open country round Tekoa. As they advanced, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen, men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, take hold of the Eternal your God, and you will keep hold of life. Hold to his prophets, and you will prosper." After this counsel to the nation, he appointed the Eternal singers to praise him in sacred vestments, marching in front of the army and chanting, "Give thanks to the Eternal, for his kindness never fails." As they began to sing and praise him, the Eternal set men in ambush against the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the folk from Mount Seir, who had attacked Judah, and they were routed. The Ammonites and the Moabites turned on the natives of Mount Seir, determined to wipe them out. And then, after destroying the natives of Seir, they all helped to kill one another. So when the men of Judah reached their post of attack, looking over the open country, they saw the host were so many corpses stretched upon the ground. Not a man had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to plunder them, they found plenty of cattle, goods, garments, and valuables, which they carried off for their own use. More, indeed, than they could bear away. The booty was so enormous that it took them 3 days to remove it. On the fourth day they mustered in the valley of Baraka, Blessvale, where they blessed the Eternal. Hence to this day it is called Blessvale. Then all the men of Judah and Jerusalem, headed by Jehoshaphat, returned home to Jerusalem, rejoicing, since the Eternal had given them joy over their enemies. They went to the temple of the Eternal at Jerusalem, with lutes and lyres and trumpets. And when the foreign countries heard that the Eternal had fought against the enemies of Israel, the dread of God fell on them all. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was undisturbed, for his God granted him rest on every side. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of 2 Chronicles.